snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning. We'll jump in a little earlier than usual. I want to switch that to Andrew Breitbart now, the 2012 CPAC address in the intro. Really want to do that in homage to the spirit of what he was doing. Righteous indignation. Excuse me while I save the world. I think he was serious. And committed and, you know, dedicated to doing that. Quick hot take of sorts before we really dive in. You know what's amazing? God making provision for years while the people give the land a much needed and deserved vacation. Jubilee is what it's referred to. Leviticus 25 in particular. So in Leviticus 25, verses 18 through 22, reads in the NASB, "You shall thus observe my statutes," capital M, "and keep my judgments, so as to carry them out, that you may live securely on the land, that you may live securely on the land. Then the land will yield its produce, so that you can eat your fill and live securely on it." There that is again, securely on it. You know, talk about national security. "But if you say, what are we going to eat in the seventh year if we do not sow or gather in our crops? Then I will so order my blessing for you in the sixth year that it will bring forth the crop for 3 years. When you are sowing the eighth year, you can still eat the old things from the crop, eating the old until the ninth year when the crop comes in." That's amazing. "And also the land of milk and honey." Happened. Sorry about that. Strange things happening apparently already. We haven't even done anything. So I don't know where we dropped off. So just to back up, I said, you know, a quick hot take of sorts before we dive in. You know what's really amazing to me anyway, is God making provision for years while people give the land a much needed and deserved vacation. Jubilee, Leviticus chapter 25 in particular. Verses 18 through 22 read, "You shall thus observe my statutes and keep my judgments so as to carry them out, that you may live securely on the land, that you may live securely on the land. Then the land will yield its produce so that you can eat your fill and live securely on it." There's that again. So, I mean, that's, you know, national security right there. "But if you say, 'What are we going to eat on the seventh year if we do not sow or gather in our crops?' Then I will so order my blessing for you in the sixth year for you, that it will bring forth the crop for 3 years. When you are sowing the eighth year, you can still eat old things from the crop, eating the old until the ninth year when the crop comes in." That's amazing. "And then the land of milk and honey with grapes the size of cantaloupes," or at least that's my impression, in Numbers chapter 13, verse 23 in particular, the spies are given a report. They say, you know, "We cut down a branch with a single cluster of grapes, a single cluster of grapes, and then carried it out on a pole between two men." That's some serious grapes. "With some of the pomegranates and the figs, they," and so, you know, in their report, the spies also said, you know, in verse 33, we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak are part of the Nephilim, and we became like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. And so, you know, these projects like the Gaia Project that say, you know, what about giants? Yeah, it's not a secret. The Bible talks about that, obviously. Anyway, so that was, you know, despite the fearful, unbelieving, unfaithful witness of 10 of the 12 spies, except Joshua and Caleb, obviously, they're saying, this is amazing. Just like God said, it's the land of milk and honey. Grapes, a single cluster of grapes, so substantial, so sizable that, you know, they have to carry it on a pole between two men. That's incredible. And, you know, that was all before refrigerators. Wow. When was the last time Monsanto announced anything like that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Never. Instead, they have Terminator seeds, Roundup Ready GMO seeds that can be oversprayed, you know, as a crop desiccant with gut biome destroying glyphosate and such. And by the way, in Leviticus 25, there are even price controls built in. Amazing. I'm sure the technocrats would be overjoyed. Verse 16 in Leviticus 25 reads, "In proportion to the extent of the years, you shall increase its price. And in proportion to the fewness of the years, you shall diminish its price, for it is a number of crops he is selling to you." Anyway, price controls built in. So, you know, the planners don't need to worry about it. It's already planned. God has it taken care of. Not to mention peace. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 3 through 12 read, "If you," it's that whole, "if you, then I shall." You know, God says, "If you, then I will. So if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments so as to carry them out, then I shall give you rains in their season." No harp, no geoengineering, no stratospheric aerosol injection. "So that the land will yield its produce and the trees of the field will bear their fruit." No GMO Terminator seeds. Amazing. "Indeed, you shall your threshing will last until your grape gathering, and your grape gathering will last until sowing time. You will thus eat your food to the full and live securely in your land." Eat your food to the full and live securely in your land. That's fantastic. No school shootings, no marathon bombings or other COINTELPRO fundamentalists. Amazing. No Manchurian candidates. Amazing. "I shall also grant peace in the land so that you may lie down with no one making you tremble." No peaceful protest, CHAZ or CHOP zones. Amazing. "I shall also eliminate harmful beasts." No murder hornets. Amazing. "From the land, and no sword, no fast and furious." Amazing. No sword walking. Anyway, "I shall also eliminate harmful beasts from the land, and no sword will pass through your land, but you will chase your enemies." No, they hate us for our freedom. Anyway, You will chase your enemies, and they will fall before you by the sword. Five of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000, and your enemies will fall before you by the sword. So I will turn toward you and make you fruitful and multiply you. No one-child policy, no Sanger, Rockefeller, Gates family planning. Amazing. And I will confirm my covenant with you. You will eat the old supply and clear out the old because of the new. So, you know, there's so much abundance, they have to clear out the old because of the new. Moreover, I will make my dwelling among you, and my soul will not reject you. I will also walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. That's pretty amazing. So, you know, in contrast, what have we ever gotten from the, you know, the titans of the world, the League of Nations, United Nations Council on Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Trilateral Commission, World Health Organization, UNICEF, World Economic Forum, the foundations, the think tanks, etc. What have we gotten from them except, you know, we get these promises. They promise and never deliver. We get these promises. What have we gotten, though, in actuality? What has been the fruition of their efforts except multiplied misery and suffering? The not-so-great war, you know, the great war, the not-so-great war, was supposed to be the war to end all wars. That's what they said. The guys who promulgated it, they were the ones who said it's supposed to be the war to end all wars. They knew it wasn't. And then there was another. And another. And there have been endless wars ever since. This was something that, you know, I mean, people have talked about, but one of my favorite examples is Muammar Gaddafi's September 23rd, 2009, right? What I call 9/11 truth speech at the UN General Assembly. It was supposed to last 10 or 15 minutes. He spoke for over 100 minutes, like 110 minutes. 100 extra minutes, I think you could say. And that's what he said, you know, that we've had these promises and yet, you know, they just don't deliver. And we have, instead, we have this little cabal of nations that go around, you know, the UN member nations or states, whatever they want to be called, or whatever bad guys like Richard and Haas want to call them. This little clique of member states goes around and attacks the rest of the world, and the UN Security Council turns a blind eye. Funny. How does that work? So endless wars ever since. And of course, you know, the public coffers here in America have been exhausted on these endless wars of aggression. And, you know, many people have, that's a cliche of history that many people have warned, that's, you know, that will lead to your demise as a nation. You can't sustain that. In fact, you know, it was Zbigniew Brzezinski who congratulated Jimmy Carter when the Soviets invaded Afghanistan for that very reason. He said, we've given the Soviets their Vietnam War, meaning we're going to wear the country out. And, you know, just a few short years later, what was it, 12 years? 1991, the collapse of the Soviet Union, which, you know, whatever. Anyway, so the Rees Committee documented the Carnegie Endowment, Rockefeller Foundation, Ford Foundation, et al., conspiring to do just that, to plunge us into a state of perpetual war. It was so shocking that Miss Catherine Casey lost her mind. You know, like Norman Dodd said in that interview with Griffin, it's a terrible thing when you realize, you know, this is how the world really works. So 12 years ago, Rahm Emanuel made his infamous opportunities of crisis remark. You never want a serious crisis to go to waste, what I mean by that. Recently, he said the exact same thing on ABC This Week in reference to the ostensible COVID-19 case demic, hashtag case demic. And guess what? As Derek Bros pointed out recently, Rahm's brother, Zeke Emanuel, the godfather of Obamacare, a man who would make the angel of death, Joseph Mengele himself, blush, is a slated member of the Biden-Harris COVID-19 Transition Advisory Board and a coronavirus task force. So I don't know about you, but I wouldn't trust either of those men to take out my trash. Personally, I don't care what letter is next to your name in any election, you know, whether it's a D or an R or even an S or C or anything. I don't care. All I care about is whether or not you hold to Exodus 18:21. Furthermore, you shall select out of all the people, able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain. And how many of us can look at that and say, I qualify. This is a special person. And you shall place these over them as leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. Exodus 18:21 reads. But Chris, some decry, what if those men have no experience in governance, public policy, and administration? We shouldn't have governance. We shouldn't be talking about governance in America anyway, or anywhere as far as I'm concerned, but whatever. What if they have no experience? And Thomas McNeese addressed the question. Well, I always like to reflect back on what he said. I keep saying I'm going to dig it up. I need to dig up exactly how he responded when he was asked, you know, don't you want experts? People, you know, men of experience, men of, you know, experts. Don't you want experts? If you have a certain problem to solve in government, and Reagan was right, you know, government solving problems is the problem. Government doesn't solve anything. It's just a big stick to beat the people with. So McNeese basically said, paraphrasing, sure, I would want, you know, experts, men, credentialed experts in their field with experience. But more than that, I want to know what their ideological leaning is, because if it's, you know, an expert like Rahm Emanuel or Zeke Emanuel or Van Jones or Eric Holder or, you know, people like that, no, I don't want them anywhere near the apparatus of government, because someone's going to get hurt and it's probably not them, and someone's going to benefit handsomely and it's probably not the constituency. I guess we'd have to define terms. What do we mean by constituency? Someone's going to benefit handsomely and someone's going to foot the bill. And that's not going to be the same group. So, you know, how about a simple practical illustration? Imagine two candidates. One fits the bill of Exodus 18:21. And this is sort of a disingenuous example, because you'll think that I'm implying something. I'm not. You know, this guy and that guy. No, I'm just saying, imagine two candidates. One fits the bill of Exodus 18:21. I don't think, you know, anybody that I saw, there was one guy locally. There might be two that I know that might fit this bill locally, but not, you know, anything that was televised nationally. I don't know anybody. You know, I mentioned the billionaire donors, the Forbes article. Here are the billionaires funding the Democratic presidential candidates. I talked a lot this, I don't know, election season, I guess, about Steve Bullock and Jay Inslee. Guess who, you know, is in the pocket of multimillionaire and billionaire folks? Steve Bullock and Jay Inslee. It's, you know, even Forbes told us that. Bullock has made overturning the Supreme Court case Citizens United, which opened up an unlimited spending in national politics, a key part of his platform. Folks, we're living in a world that doesn't mean he hasn't received donations from donors with billion-dollar fortunes. Oops. Glenn Dubin, Reid Hoffman, John Saul. Stick around. We'll be right back.
With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Take because it's frustrating. It's simple. It's so simple. Exodus 18:21, doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, whatever, you know, progressive, yuck, socialist. You know, when I hear progressive, I just think of, you know, satanic, because Lucius Trust is, I mean, when you start tracing that back through the progressive era, that's, you know, kind of like all the socialism, all roads lead back to the Fabian Highway. That was who was advancing that discussion. And the Lucius Trust and the Theosophical contingent was the where this idea of progressive came from, or was really sort of flowing out of. And it's the opposite. They're not progressive, they're regressive, as some folks have noted. Really, they're tearing things down, trying to go back to something. They keep talking about this new world order. It's actually an old order. Back to, you know, through the Tower of Babel to Genesis 6 is, you know, uniting language and accomplishing anything that they set out to accomplish and all that kind of nonsense. Anyway, it's simple. Exodus 18:21. You shall elect out of the people able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain. Make them leaders. Place them over the people as leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, of tens. Make them, you know, able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain. It's pretty simple. Able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain. That's just four criteria. You got four planks to your platform there, buddy. That's all. Simple. In contrast to that, you know, the Forbes article, here are the billionaires funding the Democratic presidential candidates as of September 2019. Like I said, Steve Bullock, that doesn't mean that he hasn't received donations from donors with billion-dollar fortunes. Yeah. Steve Bullock, Jay Inslee, Andrew Yang, that's a whole separate page. Yang welcomed Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey to the Yang gang on his own platform after he made a contribution in March, tweeting, "More people join the Yang gang all the time." Read more about Andrew Yang's donors. There's a whole article on that. Here are the billionaires donating to Andrew Yang's presidential campaign. What about Biden, Michael Bennett, Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, Tulsi Gabbard, Amy Klobuchar, Bernie Sanders, Tom Steyer, Elizabeth Warren? About Joe Biden, here's a separate page on that. Forbes, December 7, 2019. Here are the billionaires backing Joe Biden's presidential campaign as of 2019. And so, you know, you read the first paragraph. The list includes famous names like former Hewlett-Packard CEO Meg Whitman, ex-Google CEO Eric Schmidt, and arts patron Eli Broad. There are also lesser-known tycoons like casino and real estate scion Neil Blum and Marcus and Millichap founder George Marcus, who have hosted $1,000-a-head fundraisers. I'm sure, you know, nobody's interested in getting a return on their investment, quote-unquote. They're not looking for an ROI. They're just philanthropists. They're just good people who, you know, love their country and who have hosted $1,000-a-head fundraisers for the former vice president, according to pool reports. You know, I don't put a whole lot of stock in the Hunter Biden stuff. I think it's more of a distraction, more agitprop than anything, and I don't know how real it is. It all sounds entirely fabricated to me. A guy who, you know, it's kind of like the, you know, Las Vegas story, you know, the Biden-Harris van pulls up with truckloads of ballots that they start emptying from. That's a very conspicuous way to try to do something inconspicuous. It's the Streisand effect for that very effect, I think. And the Hunter Biden story strikes me the same. But Joe Biden is a guy, it seems to me, in 50 years who has never missed an opportunity for graft, greed, and corruption and won't, you know, miss an opportunity to show his ambidexterity by sticking both feet in his mouth at any given moment. So, considering that, you know, finishing this paragraph, Marcus described Biden as, quote, probably the most sterling individual that we could imagine would occupy the office of the White House. That's what George Marcus said, according to Forbes. And then the next line to finish the paragraph is literally altogether, Forbes found 26 billionaires and 18 billionaire spouses who have contributed to the campaign. You call that sterling? Excuse me while I vomit into a bag. That doesn't sound sterling to me. That sounds like an opportunist. No particular offense. I just, it seems simple.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcast.
Headed into a break again. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Website. By going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, We can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour already of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Thursday, November 12th, 2020, it appears that bad guys are accelerating their agenda quickly. And really, you know, in my estimation, there's really not much propagandizing going on at this point so much as just kind of, you know, telling, giving people the Encyclopedia Brown, choose your own adventure kind of story so that people can be distracted and fight with each other while bad guys move forward with their Agenda 21, Net Zero, Great Reset, Fourth Industrial Revolution nonsense. So, from Ralph Epperson's The Unseen Hand, Chapter 2, Freedom, Madison wrote that those who felt that the General Welfare Clause gave an enormous grant of power to Congress were in error, quote unquote. And that the supporters' idea was an absurdity, quote unquote. Yet this claim continues to be heard around the nation. Hugh Williamson of North Carolina, a member of the Constitutional Convention, also took a position on the General Welfare Clause when he wrote the following in 1781. If Congress can apply money indefinitely to the general welfare and are the sole and supreme judges of the general welfare, they may take the care of religion into their hands. They may establish teachers in every state, county, and parish, and pay them out of the public treasury. They may take into their hands the education of children. What? You mean that that's a bad idea? We shouldn't do that? Someone would object to that? Yes, absolutely. Vehemently oppose, actually, I would say. That used to be in our DNA in America, I think. They may take into their hands the education of children, establishing in like manner schools throughout the Union, capital U. They may undertake the regulation of all roads other than post roads. In short, everything from the highest object of state legislation down to the most minute objects of police would be thrown under the power of Congress. For every object I have mentioned would admit the application of money, and might be called, if Congress pleased, provisions for the general welfare. Mr. Williamson was indeed a prophet before his time, Ralph Epperson adds. So America's founding fathers had concerns about the amount of power that should reside in the federal government. They attempted to limit that power by constructing a constitution in such a manner that government had specific, defined, and strictly limited powers. Friedrich Bastiat, French economist, statesman, and author, wrote during the years of the Second French Revolution in 1848. He saw that taking of one man's property for the use of another was an improper activity, one that he called plunder. When government performed the same activity, they had the power to make it legal, and Bastiat called this form of stealing legal plunder. Government in his day had taken the power to do what the individual members of his nation couldn't do, take property from one to give to another. And I would add, you know, the preacher from Jekyll Island, you know, the title of chapter 10, the Mandrake Mechanism. The Mandrake Mechanism allows them to hypothecate currency out of nothing. Like John Kenneth Galbraith said, you know, the process is so simple the mind is literally repelled. It's just made up out of nothing. There is nothing back of it, as, you know, the old guard used to say. Take property from one and give it to another. Legal plunder. Bastiat wrote the following in his classic book, The Law. But how is this legal plunder to be identified? Quite simply, see if the law takes from some persons what belongs to them and gives it to persons to whom it does not belong. See if the law benefits one citizen at the expense of another by doing what the citizen himself cannot do without committing a crime. Well, that's a pretty simple litmus test, I would say. Then abolish the law without delay. Abolish it without delay. If such a law, which is an isolated case, is not abolished immediately, it will spread, multiply, and develop into a system. I would say metastasize like a cancer, spreading through the body politic. Bastiat mentioned that legal plunder could manifest itself in two forms. One, the taking of property by government from the individual to whom it belongs, I would say, and the giving of it to someone it does not belong to. And two, the granting of a privilege to one group at the expense of another. You know, there's the aspect of torture, Biderman's chart of coercion, and the little tchotchkes that we are bribed with. But speaking of privileges of one group, you know, the issue of Biderman's chart of coercion notwithstanding, Albert Biderman. Occasional indulgences is general method number 5 in Biderman's chart of coercion. Occasional indulgences provides positive motivation for compliance, hinders adjustment to deprivation. Occasional favors, fluctuations interrogators' attitudes, promises, rewards for partial compliance, tantalizing. Biderman's chart of coercion notwithstanding, here is something, you know, the coal mine canaries are going crazy. I got this from Gabriel and from James yesterday, same time. Ticketmaster exploring negative COVID-19 test or vaccination to attend concerts. Yay! A little occasional indulgence. Maybe you can come out. Maybe you can come out and play with the other kids. Ticketmaster exploring negative COVID-19 tests or vaccination to attend concerts. And then there's the Machiavellian rub in all of this, how the Machiavellian aspect of this works. But I will wait on that, you know, how the Machiavellian aspect of this nonsense works. So, you know, occasional indulgence. So back to Bastiat, the granting of a privilege to one group at the expense of another. And people say, yeah, but, you know, it's the virus. Don't you care about people? Your freedom is oppressing me. Bull. No one's forcing you to go out in public. Yeah, but if you won't, well, I'll tell you what, your licentiousness is oppressing me. That's the reality. That's reality. Gosh, what was I reading yesterday? There was a Bible passage that talks about this, you know. That's not freedom. That's not love. It's people that are perverting language and trying to redefine it, you know, just twisting things around in Orwellian fashion. It's absolutely crazy. So the granting of a privilege to one group at the expense of another. So just to give you an idea of how absurd this is, let's just play the clip from the New York Post article real quick. Ticketmaster exploring negative COVID-19 tests or vaccination to attend concerts. Here is the explainer on that. Go ahead, please.
On November 9th, pharmaceutical company Pfizer released early results on a COVID-19 vaccine, giving the concert industry much-needed hope that business can resume in 2021. In preparation, Ticketmaster has been working on a framework for post-pandemic fan safety that uses smartphones to verify vaccination status or test results. If approved, here's how it would work. After purchasing a concert ticket, attendees would either need to show proof of vaccination or a negative test result approximately 24 to 72 hours prior to the event, depending on local government requirements. The plan, which is still in the development phase, will rely on 3 separate components: the Ticketmaster app, third-party health information companies like Clear Health Pass or IBM's Digital Health Pass, and testing and vaccine distribution providers like LabCorp and the CVS Minute Clinic. But once a fan's COVID-19 status is verified, Ticketmaster would issue credentials and the show would go on. For everything you need to know, head to billboard.com. Right. For Billboard News, I'm Jordan Rowland.
First of all, didn't Edwin Black write a book? Oh, yeah, that's right. He wrote a book, War Against the Weak. No, wait, that wasn't the one. IBM and the Holocaust. Yeah, that was the one. Didn't IBM has a digital health pass. What could possibly go wrong there? I'm sure it's a kinder, gentler, bad tree, bad fruit. You know, much kinder, gentler today than it was 70 or 80 years ago. So customers, they propose, you know, to have customers use their cell phones to verify their inoculation or whether they've tested negative for the virus in a 24 to 72 hour window. Clear Health Pass, IBM's Digital Health Pass, blah, blah, blah. Here's how absurd this is. So, you know, and then everybody's going to be contact traced, obviously. And so I've just a few questions. First of all, if everyone's 6 feet apart, how is anyone getting infected? But more importantly, everyone gathers in the stadium. Who were you around? You got your phones. They got the little app that beeps if, you know, anyone tests positive, and then, you know, alerts people around that person if they're in proximity. So here's how absurd this is. Someone goes through all of this nonsense and is in the contact tracing milieu, basically, and, you know, says, I will submit myself to this. They're at the stadium, they're at the concert or whatever, and someone that they were around within the last couple of weeks suddenly tests positive, or someone that they were in contact with, because that's how this goes, right? Isn't that how the the PSYOP is being promulgated, or however you want to say it? You know, the PSYOP that we're led to believe, like the article that I mentioned in the Flathead Beacon, the poor teacher who says, I feel a tremendous sense of guilt. Oh yeah, that's what you're supposed to feel. You know, you're supposed to be shamed into compliance and obedience. So the impression she got, she thought entirely on her own, but it's the impression everyone's getting is, maybe I'm not sick, but, you know, maybe I'm contagious. I'm an asymptomatic, you know, I'm shedding virus, though I don't have symptoms. That's, you know, whatever. And, you know, I'm not sick and you're not sick and the next person you're around is not sick, and so on and so on and so on, until we get 10 or 12 degrees down the road separated. And then suddenly grandma dies because, you know, we were all irresponsible and callous and didn't care and blah, blah, blah. So using that stupid false logic, you got all these thousands of people in a stadium or a concert venue, and suddenly that happens. You know, you have some person 10 degrees separated from a concert goer who tests positive, whether or not they actually have anything. It's a case demic. We need to take it seriously. So they test positive, and blip, that person's phone goes off, and then the whole stadium. That's how absurd it is. Oh, you had a negative test within the last 24 to 72 hours. Okay, you're safe. And then somebody's phone goes off immediately. Oops. I mean, I could see it while people are standing at the gate to get in. Oh yeah, I had my mRNA vaccine that's rewriting my DNA. I don't know why my skin is melting off my face right now, but, you know, I'm sure everything's fine. Anyway, I got my mRNA vaccine, and they told me to sign something that says I can't have children because they don't know what the long-term effects are, but whatever. Anyway, I get to go to the concert. Yay! And I, you know, I tested negative. Blip! Your phone goes off. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to step out of line. And guess what? The whole line can't go now. That's how absurd all of this is. It's absolutely absurd. So back to Bastier. It's a Maginot line. It's a total mind control technique using a Maginot line. It's not real. Oh, well, thank goodness, you know, you did this and did that. And I'm not even scratching the surface. I'm not even getting into the, how many times have we read in mainstream news, it's the people who got the shots, you know, who are spreading the flu or giving kids at Disney World measles or whatever. Even with this stupid COVID-19 vaccine stuff, you know, the guy who got it anyway. What was that? Was that Spain? I forget where that was. But, you know, we're not even getting into that. This is a total false sense of security. It's a Maginot line. It's not real. It's absurd. So Bastier, taking a property by government from the individual it belongs to and giving it to someone it does not belong to, and the granting of a privilege to one group at the expense of another. That's what Bastier called legal plunder. I guess we can add to the book list, what was it? Gary Allen's None Dare Call It Conspiracy, Ralph Epperson's The Unseen Hand, and Bastier's The Law. That's definitely something everyone should read. Legal plunder. granting of a privilege to one group at the expense of another. Even, you know, oh, well, black folks are oppressed. Well, that's funny because black folks like Thomas Sowell know that you can try to advocate for equality of opportunity, but equality of outcome is a myth. Stick around. We'll be right back. That's where legal plunder comes in.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Segment of the first hour. All right, so Bastier, legal plunder manifests itself in two forms. He said the taking of property by government from the individual it belongs or to whom it belongs, and the giving of it to someone else, someone to whom it does not belong, and the granting of a privilege to one group at the expense of another. You know, affirmative action or whatever injures everybody. Minimum wage injures everybody. You know, it basically lowers the tide and makes all, you know, it runs all ships aground, maroons all ships. And Milton Friedman, I think, did a good job of addressing that. Maybe I'll dig that out at some point. You know, he really did, I think, shine a bright light on how minimum wage is injurious. It doesn't give it, there's no incentive. You know, you want to incentivize people. You want, don't we all want to strive to better ourselves instead of just pretend that we're victims? That's the thing about victim psychopathy. The rub is that it actually, the momentum is it makes you a lazier, worse person. It's certainly the direction of it, the trajectory of it is that. I'm not saying in all cases that's what it does, but it encourages people to not take responsibility for themselves and their own state in life. And there are just too many examples of people that we could cite who rose above adversity. You know, and again, I mean, you know, you got guys like Thomas Sowell who started academic life as a Marxist, basically, and now has sort of renounced those views and says, that's ridiculous, and speaks to these kinds of issues. If you just sit down and think about it for 5 minutes, it makes sense. You know, the minimum wage laws don't incentivize people to be better at their jobs. For example, wait staff. And I've talked about how abysmal services these days in this society that, you know, even guys like Carl Sagan predicted back in the 90s, he said, I'm terrified of that vision. A service-based economy where, as I would say, service sucks. It's terrible. And the more minimum wage laws we pass, the worse it's going to get, because that's the trajectory of it. That's how it works. And then people get more vicious with one another. That's the trend. Instead of going the other way, encouraging people to behave themselves and be considerate, kind, respectful toward one another. The problem is, you know, how do you get there? The question, as I always say, is who decides? And there's a point there, you know, speaking of Ralph Epperson's The Unseen Hand, in chapter 35 in particular, which I mentioned last couple of days, humanism. I think I'll get to that today. You know, the question is who decides? So stick around, second hour coming up. We'll be right back after the short break.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.